In New Zealand, amateur radio operators are sharing the power of radio, in this case, low-power, license-free handhelds, to bring communities and families closer together. Here's details from Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
Helping people connect over radio and stay connected is the mission behind the effort known as Rebuild Free Radio Network. It's an emerging collective in New Zealand that's relying mainly on portable, license-free, handheld PRS radios that are often used as tools in public safety. A number of the participants also have their amateur radio licenses, including the network's national coordinator. Writing in QUA, the newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club, club member Trish Murray, ZL1TTM, explained how, community by community, she is helping to strengthen the network locally. She described the hands-on, interactive workshops she has been leading to get people familiar with the UHF radios they have purchased but may be hesitant to use. The workshops explain that local resiliency is the best reason for using a radio and the area repeaters, whether it's to stay in touch with other family members or communicate in a crisis. Trish wrote that some of the more enthusiastic radio operators are considering taking the next step, quote, "Most people are completely new to radio, so it's really inspiring seeing the confidence grow and hear their first tentative calls. We also have experienced radio users and also now some who would like to go and do their ham licenses. I am encouraging this," end quote. For more details about the Rebuild Free Radio Network, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Dameron, N8TMW in Charleston, West Virginia, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material.